and it was good for my soul.
And that was William Chico Schwal on the Saturday Cafe from the album Driving Home, or Driving by Moonlight, Good for My Soul. It's got one of my favorite all-time lines. It's the one about calling in well to work. And well, may it be that we welcome you both to the Saturday Cafe.
Thanks, man.
Very pleased to be here.
Got a question. It's kind of the elephant in the room, so I have to start with this question because we spent so much time on KLCC a few months back publicizing the fact that Chico had been robbed, lost a lot of very fine instruments, some electronic equipment, and a hat, as I recall.
Stetson hat.
A genuine Stetson. Well, my wife's got one from her fish and wildlife days. She might be able to. Has anything come back?
A few things came back right away. Since then, it's quiet. So it's waiting at this point. Hmm. It's like having another job that I don't want to have.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of tends to define you after a while. I had my pottery van broken into and about 7 boxes of pots. I can imagine fencing, you know, finding a market for stolen instruments, but pottery. So after a while, you just kind of got to let it go and let it stop defining you. Are you at that point now?
Yes, but I also have to, if anybody is going to keep checking Craigslist and recirculating the list, it's got to be me.
So that's the job part.
Yeah.
Tell us about the show that's happening tonight.
This is a special show. It's going to be really fun. First solo thing I've done out in Eugene in a while. I am lucky enough to be joined by my colleague, mentor, road buddy, and spiritual advisor, Andy Cohen.
Obashaw.
That's how that's pronounced.
That's how it's pronounced.
Who has spent every minute between last night's show in the Bay Area and now getting here.
Andy, I've been reading a little on your biography. What is a lead?
It's all lies. The sheep lied.
What is a lead boy? What is a lead boy? And
a lead boy is a person who, in the old days when there were a lot of blind guys, black and white, populating rural and city environments, they would be blind for one reason or another, and they'd play an instrument, and they were mendicants. Now, look, there's whole cultures and traditions of these things going back many centuries. But in the United States, a blues singer or a street corner evangelist playing a guitar or an accordion might have a 5-year-old kid leading him around to keep him from bumping into things.
Mm-hmm.
That was a way of making a living, and a lead boy was part of it. So when I got the chance, I spent the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, and then they all started dying, studying with, getting jobs for, finding out about, and in general advocating for a whole series of old blind guides. Reverend Dan Smith, Daniel Womack, Jim Brewer, and other guys who otherwise would have been relegated to Maxwell Street. Or the equivalent of Maxwell Street. You know what Maxwell Street
I'm
is?
I'm afraid I don't.
Great open air market in Chicago. It was the first stopping place for most upcountry black people coming from Mississippi. They would go to Maxwell Street, which was like an 8-block square open air market, to get what they needed, to make contacts, to find out who was going where. And it was the first stop for all the blues singers because they could play on Maxwell Street. And a number of them, were blind. Blind Jimmy Davis. Jim Brewer is the one I knew. He was from Brookhaven, Mississippi, down near where I live now. I live in Memphis now. And Jim had come north was born in 1920 and had come north in 1940 to join his family. And he played every Sunday on Maxwell Street from 1940 until 1988, to the day he died. And he had gigs on his calendar the day he died. And I was privileged to be able to get him gigs and drive him places. And you remember him, don't you? He's a good guitar player. Good guitar player.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you're holding a road-weary and experienced blues guitar, and you have a great deal of experience with blues musicians.
And
would you
play
us something?
And I have a great deal of road experience of being road-weary.
Would you play us something, please?
Here is a... let me just play a little ridiculous instrumental here, because I have, in fact, been driving for 12 hours. You don't want to hear me sing.
We will take the guitar. Thank you.
That sound like it's in tune? This is a piano piece by James P. Johnson, who wrote it for a show in 1921. I'm gonna get this right, folks. Reverend Gary Davis used to tune like this too.
I love listening to tuning. It's like,
there you go.
The battle between good and evil being wrestled before our very ears.
It's really better if I tune. Let me try this again. It gets worse. Okay.
Sweet. That's beautiful. My guests today on the Saturday Cafe are Andy Cohen, who we just heard, and Chico Schwall. They're performing this evening at 5 p.m. at Tsunami Books. Chico, how did the two of you meet? I mean, tell us the story.
When I was a kid and just learning to play guitar in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, Andy was one of those people who could always play really good. And so I started finding him out. And then things happened and we didn't see each other for 30 years or so. And We've done a good bit of rambling together in the last few years and finding adventures in various parts of the country.
We have a friend in common who lives here in Eugene. And we should salute her.
Yeah.
Who is this friend? And how shall we salute her?
Judith Eisen works in the neurobiology labs. And she's the person in Eugene who has probably known me the longest. And
they kind of grew up together.
Yep. And unfortunately she's out of town today.
She's out of town.
Well, we can put this up on the website so
that's
she can listen
right.
later.
This one is for. Can I do one for Judith?
Sure.
Can I do one for Judith? Okay. Yeah. This is her favorite song that I do. It's called "Who Walks In When I Walk Out." Don't you know you're my baby? Who's that got me worrying too? Cause when we kiss, I sort of miss something I used to be. Every day when I'm away, ain't run around cheating on me. Have your mama want, but I da dee da 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 da. Somebody been running here.
Andy Cohen on the Saturday Cafe.
Yeah.
He and Chico Schwal are performing tonight at Tsunami Books at 5 p.m. And it occurs to me, Chico, you have been slacking.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah, you've been having a great time, but you need to play something for all us, right, too, if you're sharing the bill and it isn't all this nefarious plot or something.
No, we it's going to be a really nice show. It doesn't cost you anything to get in the door. You can decide what it's worth after you're there, and there will be a case out to accept your donations, and we'll go from there. So, let's see.
I want you to know that that's a real fine guitar, and I told Chico he was going to have to earn it.
Yes, my work is cut out for me. This is a song called The Song I Haven't Written Yet, which is technically not true. All I want is a quiet place, shelter and food, a window that faces the east, and a candle for St. Jude. I wait for transmissions, for words I can keep, but they come intermittently, like someone stirring in her sleep. And I can make sunshine from stovewood and poems from aches and pains. And I can get up tomorrow and do it again. I let my watch run down on Friday night, and I try to remember what's true. When I fall down a long well of doubting everything, I question that one too. Sometimes the heat is so intense, scared that I will melt. And other times I am content to play the cards I'm dealt. Shakespeare's sonnets and Jupiter's moons in the sky at the break of day. Only springtime returning can smell this way like it is today. No insurance up for sale that guarantees a happy end. Before our hearts take their armor off, they want to know they won't be broken again. But you're the one who calls me, who knows my true name. And you could break my heart tomorrow, but I would love you just the same. And in the real world of fallible people and fragile circumstance, we get out on the floor and we dance. The prison casts a shadow on the playground, but we can change things if we try. And the truth that you don't speak is just another kind of lie. I'm learning to live more by fortune and less by design. The song I haven't written yet is the one I hear all the time. And there's something that holds us while we wait for love. Beyond this storm, there's a blue sky up above. And in the real world of fallible people and fragile circumstance, we get out on the floor. Get out on the floor and we dance.
Chico Schwal on the Saturday Cafe. He and Andy Cohen performing this afternoon / evening. It's still very daylight, so I guess I'd have to call it afternoon at 5 p.m. at Tsunami Books, 2585 Willamette Street in Eugene. Thank you both so much.
Yeah, entirely welcome. Really a fun. Real tickle to be here, and I apologize for all that tuning in the beginning.
Never apologize for tuning, only apologize for playing out of tune.